In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, it says, "But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be despised." Honor. How do we honor God? You know, most of us here today, I'm sure, do not despise the Lord. As it says in this scripture, we don't want to be despised or disdained, I'm sure. But do we really honor God? And how do we honor God? I'd like to, thanks to a suggestion from Anne, bring to you the story of a man by the name of Eric Little. Right? Little. And you'll eventually recognize who this guy is, but I'm going to show you a couple of video clips. This is the first one. I'm hoping, hopefully you can see this. It's a race. I can get us back to where I want to go. That's Eric Little. That was in July 1923, 1 year before the Paris Olympics. He was running a race to qualify for the Olympics in a place called Stoke-on-Trent, and he was competing against those other athletes who were from Scotland and Ireland. He became known as the Flying Scotsman in this race. And you can see he overcame some adversity. He was pushed, and he started to run, run and run, and of course, he won. I'm going to show you another short clip from what happened to him in the Paris Olympics in 1924. And if there's an ad, we're going to have to get past the ad. Sorry about this part, but this is what YouTube does to you whether you like it or not.
Toyota, start your impossible.
Sorry.
Watch out for Luke. Coach says no problem. He's got something to prove, something personal, something guys in the coach really understand.
So where does the power come from to see the race to its end? From within.
Eric Little won that race. It was in the Paris Olympics in 1924. The reason that he ran that race, the 400 meters, is because the day before, which was a Sunday, he was supposed to run in the 100 meter race. That was the race he had run in Stoke-on-Trent the year before, and he had actually clocked the fastest time for 100 meters at that time. And he went to the Olympics in Paris and they scheduled the 100 meter race, his best race, for a Sunday. And he said, no, I'm not going to run on a Sunday. I'm going to honor God. I'm going to observe the Sabbath. But I'll run in the 400 meters, which he had never run before. And as you can see in the video, he won that race and had in his hand that piece of paper about honoring God. Eric Little, and I'll give you a little bit of his bio. Eric Little was born actually in China. His parents, his father was a missionary from Scotland. And Eric in his early years lived in China. Then went back to Scotland to be educated at Edinburgh University. He took pure science and got his Bachelor of Science degree. He played rugby and he trained for the Olympics. And interestingly enough, that win, that gold medal that he just won, that we just saw him win in the 400 meters, was the first person ever born in China to win a gold medal. Interesting. As we watch the Beijing Olympics now, okay? He not only won that 400 meter race, he went on the next day to win, to get the bronze medal in the 200 meters. After he had won the gold medal, he returned to China, he himself as a missionary. And he was in the northern part of China in a place called Tianjin, and then on to Shaoqing. And he was ordained when he went back to Edinburgh for a furlough, and he was ordained a minister on June the 22nd, 1932. He then married Florence Mackenzie. She too was a missionary in China, born in Canada. He and his wife, Florence, had two daughters in China, Patricia and Heather. But because of the Japanese insurgency into China, Eric had to send his wife, who was pregnant at the time with their daughter, Florence, back to Canada for safety. Things had become very dangerous in China due to the Japanese conflict. And in 1941, Eric, along with his other missionaries and many of the missionary children were taken to Huixin, an internment camp. And he was in that internment camp where he continued his missionary work by teaching and preaching and guiding the upbringing of the many children of the missionaries that were there. Unfortunately, on February the 21st, in 1945, he died with a brain tumor there in China, never to see his third daughter or his wife and children again. So what is the most memorable thing about Eric? Was it the gold medal? No. The most memorable thing about Eric is how he honored God. He honored God in many, many different ways. He honored God because that's what he taught. He taught what does it mean to honor God. He's written a couple of books. One of those books is called The Disciplines of a Christian Life. And within that book, he makes it absolutely clear how we are to honor God the Father. In his book, he says it means to do three things: to obey, to love, and to examine. To love, to obey, and to examine. He writes in that book, "I believe in God's law that I should love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength, and my neighbor as myself." That's what he believes in. Those two commandments, the ones that we read during Scripture. Interestingly enough, I was going to read Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, which basically say the same thing. But then, actually having talked with Wanda yesterday, I went and looked at Mark chapter 12. It says the same thing, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. But then in verse 33 of Mark chapter 12, it says, to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. We talked about the burnt offerings and the sacrifices earlier. Honoring God, and loving our neighbor is so much more important. To love is to obey, and to obey is to love, but it also requires action. It requires action. And that action that Eric reminds us of is in verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we read this at least once a month when we take Lord's table. It says, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. He says we ought to examine ourselves. Because that's the doing part. See, we are to obey and we are to love, but we are also to do. It's been brought up already in this service today about that we are sinners. And thanks to the grace of God, we have eternal life. You see, to honor does not just require offerings and sacrifices. It requires that we obey, that we love, and that we examine. In Eric's book, he says there are four things that you should use as a test to see where you are in your spiritual growth and in your honoring of God. The first one is, am I truthful? Am I truthful? Are there any conditions under which I will or do tell a lie? Can I depend or can I be depended on to tell the truth no matter what the cost? And the question is yes or no. Don't hedge, don't excuse, don't explain. Am I truthful? Yes or no? 100% of the time, I cannot answer yes. There are times when I've been not truthful. But we are to examine ourselves. And to be truthful is to love. The second one is, am I honest? Can I absolutely be trusted in all matters, including my work, my money, my reputation? Do I rationalize too easily? Do I get self-defensive too quickly? Yes or no? I have to answer no, because there are times when I get self-defensive. There are times when I think my reputation is more important than somebody else's. Examine yourself. Examine myself. Am I honest? The next one is, am I pure? Ooh, this is a toughie. Am I pure in my habits, in my thoughts, in my motives, in my relationship with my spouse or with others? Yes or no? I have to answer no, because there are times when my thoughts and my motives have not been pure. The last one is, am I selfish? Am I selfish? In the demands that I make on my family or my wife or my husband or my associates, am I moody? Cold today, warm tomorrow? Do I indulge in things that spoil others but give me happiness? Do I have happiness for others, or do I put myself first? Am I unrestrained in my work? Do I take unreasonable rest, or do I refuse to take rest and exercise? Am I restrained or unrestrained in my self-indulgences, letting myself become the slave of habits, however harmless they may appear? Yes or no? The answer is yes. For me, I'm selfish. We all are. We are to examine ourselves, as Eric says. And it's not just when we come to take the Lord's table. We examine ourselves daily, because we should desire to obey God's law, to love God's law. And in examining ourselves, ask the Holy Spirit to take away the dishonesty, the impurity, the selfishness that we will be found in us, because we're sinners, because we are sinners. We are sinners. Eric asks one more question in this book, or at the introduction of this book, that I think is extremely amazing and meaningful. He says, what am I living for? What am I living for? Why do we, John mentioned in his prayer time, the Father in heaven loves us because we are his children. He fathered us. Just like we, many of us, have children, we want to love our children. We want them to love us back. But the Father in heaven, he wants us to live for him, to love him, to obey him. So what am I living for? Do I live for myself, my money, my power? Or are my powers at the disposal, are the gifts that God has given us, given me, are they available and given and disposable to other humans? Can we give those who are needy? Am I living for the kingdom of God? Let's put ourselves before ourselves and look at ourselves, because we should determine, who do we really live for? The bravest moment, he writes, of a man's life is the moment when he looks at himself objectively and does so without wincing or complaining. There are many other writings in this same book. Eric is remembered by many of his quotes. Some of those quotes I'm going to read to you now, because you'll be able to relate to some of the video that we just saw. But I also brought, and Chuck is going to hand this out at the end of service, about 25 or 30 other quotes that you can find that Eric has written, and they're all based on what he believes and how he honors God and how he gives us as his example how we are to honor him. In his book, The Disciplines of the Christian Life, he writes, and you know, you saw this in the first video, "I believe God made me for a purpose. He made us all for a purpose. But he also made me fast." Not fast as in not eating, fast as in he could really run, this guy, right? "The secret of my success over the 400 meters is that I ran the first 200 meters as fast as I could. And then for the second 200 meters, with God's help, I ran faster." He says, "Each one of us is in a greater race than I have run in Paris. And this race ends when God gives us the medals, not the Olympic Committee. If you commit yourself to the love of Christ, then that is how you run a straight race. You will know as much of God and only as much of God as you are willing to put into practice. If you're not guided by God, you'll be guided by someone or something else. The Christian who hasn't the sense of guidance in his life is missing something vital." And every Christian should live a God-guided life. Several times throughout the Bible, we are asked, we are inspired to honor God. In Psalm 22, verse 23, it says, "You who fear the Lord, praise him, all you descendants of Jacob. Honor him, revere him, all you descendants of Israel." We are descendants of Israel. We are spiritual descendants, if not physical descendants. We are to honor and revere God. We are to honor God by loving him, obeying him, and examining in ourselves. It doesn't stop there, though. We are to also honor God by loving our neighbor. By loving our neighbor. It says in Romans 12, verse 10, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." That's the "am I selfish" question. As stated also in the Bible, in Scripture, and you'll see it so many other times, but I'll just pick a few very quickly. "Honor all men and honor those who are in authority," it says in 1 Peter chapter 2. We're additionally required to honor our church elders. And at work, we should honor and respect our employers. Those are scriptures in 1 Timothy. We are to honor our widows, our spouses, and the unseemly. That's also in 1 Corinthians and also back in Leviticus. To love and to honor, as it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, it says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people," we are his chosen people, we are his children, "holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with" what? "With compassion and humility and kindness, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And all over all of these virtues, do" what? "Put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Who did Eric Little honor? Who did he live for? He didn't live to win a gold medal in the Olympics. He did win a medal in the gold Olympics to bring to our attention that by obeying God, God will glorify and bless us. He didn't run the 100 meters, which he could have easily had won. He ran a race that he had never run before out of honor to God. So I suggest and I ask, let us all do as he did and live for Christ. We should live for Christ and honor God and honor our neighbor by loving God and loving our neighbor. We don't have to win the Olympics to do it. We are to honor by doing, obeying, and putting God first. On Sunday, February the 18th, 1945, as Eric was dying in his camp hospital, he had his nurse pass a note out the window asking the camp Sunday school band to play his favorite hymn. That hymn is, "Be Still My Soul." And they did. And 3 days later, Eric was with the Lord. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So before we ask Anne to lead us in that same hymn, I'd like to close with a prayer. Great God, our Father in heaven, may we bring honor and glory to your name and to the name above all names. May we honor our neighbor, not just our brother, but our neighbor. May we be devoted to one another in our deeds, in our attitudes, in our beliefs, and in our prayers. May we surrender and obey and love, and may the Holy Spirit help us in our need to examine ourselves so that we may honor you and revere you for eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.